Blackstone Audiobooks presents In the Name of Ishmael by Giuseppe Genna, translated from the Italian by Anne Goldstein. The Beginning. Milan, October 27th, 1962, 0240. The man in black braked to a stop, opened the car door, went around to the back, lifted the lid of the trunk, and, groping in the dark, took out the plastic shopping bag. He stopped to look around. The street was empty, a dead end without lights. He waited for his eyes to get used to the dark. He began to distinguish the outlines of things. He saw the entrance gate. He threw the shopping bag, bulging and heavy, over the bars. Then he climbed up, over. He advanced a few yards toward the perimeter wall. It was low enough. He threw the bag over, listened to the thud on the other side. He searched with his hands for cracks so he could pull himself up. He missed. He struggled. Giving a heave, he reached the top of the wall, straddled it, and looked down, astonished. The stadium lights had been left on over the deserted playing field. The rugby game had taken place in the late afternoon, hours before, but it got dark early now. Perhaps the lights had been forgotten. They emitted an opaque glow. On the field, a mist was exhaled by the earth that had been torn up and then leveled again after the game. The goalposts were tall, pure white lances.